With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been taken to a military hospital to be treated for symptoms suggesting an emergent bladder issue. Secretary Austin was reported to be in a critical care unit. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells Salem Radio Network, now's the time for Austin to step down.
They need a strong secretary in there that has the confidence of the administration and the Congress to do the job.
Austin's now transferred authority to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks and remains in the hospital. Also at SRNNews.com, police in Houston say the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch had an anti-Semitic sticker that said Free Palestine on the butt of his rifle. Genesee Moreno, also known as Jeffrey Escalante, had a long criminal history. He entered the church Sunday with a 7-year-old boy before he was shot and killed by off-duty officers. The boy was shot in the head and is in critical condition. Former President Trump is endorsing the head of North Carolina's GOP, Michael Whatley, as the next chair of the Republican National Committee. In a statement, Mr. Trump said that the RNC must be a good partner in the presidential election by helping to ensure fair and transparent elections across the country. He also supported his daughter-in-law, Laura, to serve as co-chair. Current chair, Rona McDaniel, is expected to step down following the South Carolina primary. U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas rejects responsibility for the illegal immigrant crisis in the wake of the failed House GOP impeachment effort against him.
Secretary Mayorkas told NBC News on Sunday that House Republicans are to blame for record-high migrant crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. He told NBC News' Meet the Press the Biden administration bears no responsibility for the overwhelming number of migrants trying to cross the border and the backlog of asylum claims.
Correspondent Edwin Moore reporting. This is SRN News. The question is, are you married? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, 51% of American adults are married, one of the lowest percentages in the country's history. A total of 69% of poll respondents say they're in some kind of committed relationship, leaving 30% of adults single, a majority of whom say they plan to stay that way. Meanwhile, a record number of people who are 40 years old are not married these days, 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Indian state has approved an unprecedented uniform code for marriage, divorce, adoption, and inheritance for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and all other religious communities. The new legislation passed enraged Muslims in particular, who oppose clauses that ban polygamy and set a minimum age for marriage for both men and women. Muslim leaders accuse the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party of pursuing a sectarian agenda. This is SRN News. A manhunt continues.
Law officers in eastern Tennessee continue their search for a man accused of fatally shooting one sheriff's deputy and injuring another during a traffic stop. The Blount County Sheriff's Office increased the reward to $100,000 for information leading to the arrest of their 42-year-old suspect. Authorities have issued warrants charging the man with first-degree murder and other charges related to the Thursday evening shootings. Deputy George McCowan died from the shooting when the driver refused to leave the vehicle, produced a gun, and fired shots that struck both deputies. The other deputy's been released from the hospital. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Many lawmakers and government organizations have voiced concern about China-owned TikTok and the national security concerns it raises. Nikki Haley has called for it to be banned by the U.S. government. Despite the concerns, President Biden is now on TikTok. Team Biden Harris, under the account name Biden HQ. More details at SRNNews.com.